Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, grain futures today closed lower in all three commodity futures here. We had corn, beans, and wheat all trading lower. And it was actually after being just a touch higher overnight during the overnight session last night in the soybeans. But things got weaker. There's several reasons why here. Most of the focus here for in terms of trading news is based on Thursday's USDA crop estimates and then the world supply and demand numbers. Now, there's a whole lot of information coming out Thursday morning with that report. But right now, it looks like most people are leaning toward a little bit smaller crop in both corn and soybeans. If you look at the USDA, the estimate for this USDA report, it looks like the overall corn production number is going to be about 13.62 billion bushels, where the yield is about 153.7. And, last month they were at 13.76, last month they were at 13.76 and 154.4. So they lowered the overall production and lowered the yield. Now, another thing you have to add in there is the possibility of lower acreage. Remember back a few months ago, they actually increased to 2 million acres when everybody was looking at a decrease. So that's a wild card. Now, if you look at soybeans, they're looking at about 3.14 billion bushels and 41.2 bushels per acre. And, last month they said 3.255 and 42.6, so lower in both of those categories as well.
We'll have more with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what other news were traders looking at today?
Another factor here is the ending stocks for next year is really the one we're looking at. The average guess for corn is about 1.732. Last month they're at 1.837. So that's 100 million bushels off in a month in corn. If you look at soybeans, we're looking at about 165 million bushels left at the end of the 13-14 crop year. Last month they were at 220. So that's a 55 point drop. And last year, We were about that same place in the soybeans, but quite a bit lower there, about a billion bushels lower in the corn. And on top of that, we have that crop condition and crop condition report this afternoon. They're looking for a bean condition to be in a good to excellent category, about 3 to 5% less. That's down from 54% last week. Corn, they're looking for a drop of about 2 to 3 percentage points from 56% last week. Now, this time of year, you start to get a little worse because this is the hottest part of the season. You throw in all that dry weather on top of it, it's going to get worse. But really, in the long run, it's really not that bad of a crop. So, knowing that, we'll go into tonight, closing down today. We look for it to probably open just a little bit lower. But really, the focus is back to that USDA report.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures, taking a look at some of our market numbers from this afternoon. October live cattle were off 32 cents at 125.35. September feeders up 2 at 156.60. And October lean hogs down 2 cents at 90.87. In our grain markets, September Kansas City wheat was down 7 at 701.5. Chicago September corn down 14.25 cents at 477.25. And September soybeans were off 32.75 cents at 14.04¼. October cotton was up 47 points on the day to close at 83.71 cents per pound. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.